Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good.
It's been a long time since we've been here together. Almost too long. But I'm so happy that you're all here. How many of you sleep with your teddy bear? Go ahead, raise your hands. Don't be shy. How many of you sleep with your teddy bear? I have a teddy bear too. I have a special teddy bear. He's a Chicago bear. He's a special bear. He's the only bear, as you heard last week. There's the one and the only. Here's the one and the only. This was given to me by a special friend. And therefore, I'm always with this teddy bear because he's always watching over me because he sits right above my computer in my study in the parsonage. So he's always looking at me, just like he's always looking at all of you. But there's one thing about this teddy bear that he cannot do. What can't this teddy bear do? He cannot save me from my sins. Samara, you've been reading my notes. He cannot save me from my sins. Jesus today speaks of a helper whom he will send to us, even the Spirit of Truth. Is this helper my Spirit of Truth? No. Is the teddy bear that you sleep with your Spirit of Truth? No. Who is the Spirit of Truth? God. The Holy Spirit is God. We just confess that he's the Holy Ghost. In the Nicene Creed, we confess that he proceeds from the Father and the Son. When did the Holy Spirit come into your life? Baptism. Very good. Right there at the font. For most of you, I was here. I remember your baptisms. And there is where God came to you. And there is where you received the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus said, you know him. Because he lives in you. He reveals himself to you. He speaks to you. Every time you read God's word, it is the Holy Spirit who reveals the word to you so that you can understand the word. He is your helper. And the most important thing to remember about the Holy Spirit is that he will never leave you. Jesus just told us that he will be with you forever. And when Jesus says that someone will be with you forever, do you think he means it? No. Yeah, he means it. Oh, yeah, he means it. Jesus means it. That when we receive the Holy Spirit, when we are set apart, when we are sanctified by the work of the Holy Spirit will do that work, and he's with us forever and ever. So, my little Chicago bear, he's not the Spirit of Truth. Oh, he's a little bear that was given to me by a friend, but my friend in heaven. Our one true friend has given us a better helper, a better counselor, one who is always with us. And his name is?
Jesus.
No. I knew you were going to say that. He's the Holy
Spirit.
I don't think they could hear you.
The
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one whom Jesus has given to you to be your helper. He is the one who points you to Jesus. He is the one who reminds you of what Jesus has done for you. And what has Jesus done for all of you and for all of them?
Died
for your sins, and therefore all your sins are washed away and you are forgiven in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit will always, always, always remind us of what Jesus has done for you and for them and for me. Let's close with a word of prayer. Let us pray. We fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. We pray, Lord Jesus, thank you for your love for us, for dying for us upon the cross, for shedding your most holy and precious blood for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sending to us the Counselor, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for coming into our lives. And we thank you, O Holy Spirit, for always being with us and always showing us and always reminding us of what Jesus has done for us. Thank you, O God, for you are a God of love and a God of grace and a God of mercy. Lord Jesus, thank you, and in your name we pray. And all the children said,
Amen.